is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute. Let's start roll call with any EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, 4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor and WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. And good evening, Gary. WN4V.
Yeah, KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Be negative and negative, just listening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Minister John, down there in Brayton, Florida, Manatee County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. John, it's 34.2 degrees here at the house this evening. Hope you're a little warmer than we are. And KW4TS, Minister Jim, he's down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And I got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Maybe he'll come back and check in with me in a little bit. Either that or send me a text message. Had a few folks that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up in Traveler's Rest. And my neighbor Fletch, K4YNG, over here in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. And Fred, you tell Isla we said hello. And Fletch, tell Hester we said hello. Hope y'all are all doing well. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Glorina, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Wild in Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but listen for the swap bit.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3, you and everyone in the net. 4
DOS. Check in and out. K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. Joy, please check in. KG4PFI, Don. And KG4QLQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont, and I do have something for the swap net.
4DOS. Check in, out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landon, Mobile Marietta, in and out.
Whiskey 2, Mike Julia Bravo, W2MJB. Park in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville, and we'll be negative and negative, but thanks for calling net, and we'll be listening to the swap net. 7-3.
Check in, KI4MLN.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up in Edmond. Appreciate you being here, Walt. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Matt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being here, Pat. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your items for the swap net just a little bit. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, mobile up there in Marietta tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Be careful out there on the mobile. And W2MJB, this is Mr. Mark, he's down in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, she's also down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. Home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
KI4DOS. Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Oscar Scott in Greenville. Negative and negative, listen to the swap net though. Thank you. Have a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And KN4RJN, Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KN4SMO, Mr. Scott. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being here tonight, Scott. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont. And we'll be negative and negative, but listening in on the swap net. 73 to everybody.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. Had a brain fart for a minute there. Couldn't even remember my own call sign. Memory's the second thing to go when you get old, I guess. Gary, I'm negative and negative tonight, and my granddaughter wanted me to pass on a hello to you. Thank you for calling the net tonight. 73's to you and all around.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. and K4ZZX. Minister Steve up there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve, and tell your granddaughter we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations are uniformed through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. That's Tim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment, and 73s to you and all on the net.
QF. Gary, say hello to Miss Joy. Check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley. Negative, negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Minister David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4BDM, Mr. Jim, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Jim. And KB2BYQ, neighbor of mine over here in Easley, that's Mr. David. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, Mr. AK, another neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. You owe me a speaker tonight. you was a booming in on the sideband net there, buddy. Appreciate you being here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. And good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. Gary, I'll be listening, but just check me in and out tonight, please.
Test. You, Miss Joy, are doing well and staying warm tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. Good to hear you, sir. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Good evening, Gary. Negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up in Candler. North Carolina, appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha. KO4ACA Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening. KO4ACA, Mr. Bill over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Premaker Home and Greer. Marcus in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Kilo, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. Eng, Table Rock. No traffic. No round table.
DOS. Gary, kindly check in K4LWE. That's Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative. I'll stay around for the swap net.
For DOS and Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray. Jeff in Ware Place, South Carolina. I'll hang around for direct you.
DOS. DOS. This is Kilo Bravo 3. Kilo, Victor, Tango, dock in North Pickens. I'll be negative and negative. Also, please check in my wife, Kilo, Bravo, 3, Kilo, Victor, Uniform. Linda, also in North Pickens.
Say hello.
Hello.
We'll be negative and negative. Short time. Thank you.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another great group of folks this evening. We'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Master James, up there in Tuxedo, top of the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Master Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna, they're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. And K4LWE, that's Larry. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being here, Larry. And KO4JQX, that's Mr. Jeff. He's down in Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KB3KVT, that's Doc, and his sweet bride, KB3KVU, Miss Linda. They're over there at North Pickens. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Doc. I don't have to tell you to tell Linda hello, because she's sitting right there. Hey, Linda, you have to get on here a little more often. Appreciate you folks being with us. I guess I should recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room, and I don't know what she's doing tonight. She's not in the ham shack. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check me in out of turn. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, my wife Sabrina. She's at work tonight, Gary, and I'm home in Chesney. If you would, check us in and out, short time, but hello to you and Miss Joy. Hope everybody's doing well. Take care.
Say good evening. KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina. Jamie's at home in Chesney, and Sabrina's at work this evening. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. Also like to say good evening to Mr. Gabriel, KV4NC, via EchoLink text message. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the children and everybody we said hello. Reach down there and kiss Miss Lily for me. She is a sweet little baby. Well, let's see. We've been through the alphabet.
Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the, well, let's go through India through Lima one more time before we do that. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. It's one in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen. 73.
And I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo, 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John? In Horseshoe, North Carolina. Negative and negative. 73 to you and all in the net. DOS.
Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative, but would like to listen in on the swap net. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Yes. If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey. Gabriel in Hendersonville. I'll just be in and out. Appreciate you calling the net.
For DOS, please check in KF4 KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4JKH. Minister John up there at Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And N4DJC. Minister Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KN4TZW. Minister Gabriel up there in Hendersonville. And Gabriel, you were a little bit hot on the microphone this evening. You were over deviating just a little bit. Back off from your microphone and give me another transmission there. I just want to make sure it was me and not you.
I'm on the parkway, so I'm up pretty high. Probably need to turn it down just a little bit.
Get better that time. When I'm in the mobile, I get carried away and get my microphone too close to my mouth sometimes. So anyway, you be careful up there on the parkway. Y'all enjoy yourself. Also, like to say good evening to KF4KYI, Minister Tom over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We have audio on your Echo Link. Send me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. Hadn't heard you on RF, so we'll wait and see if you give me a text message or something. Let's go all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Check in KC-4-SKD, Larry. And also KG-4-AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Yes. And please tell Joy I said hello, and hopefully you're doing well. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, MTU, Richard, Northwest, Anderson County, Slaptown.
Say good evening. KK4, FTU, Mr. Richard over there in Northwest Anderson County in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Message from Mr. Bill, KC4W, down in Anderson.
that wanted me to check him in and out via text message. We got you in the log here, Bill. Appreciate you sending me the text. Always helps the count when we get everybody in. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. No comment, but I'll be listening.
Good evening. KO4JKV. Is that Justin? I didn't know if I got your name right or not up in Asheville.
This is Duncan, like Dunkin' Donuts.
And I apologize for that. My hearing's not too good tonight for some reason. You'd have thought I've been out doing something with the lawnmowers and weed eaters and all that, but I hadn't been doing that today. But I apologize, Duncan, but we got it corrected, and thanks for being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I have one gentleman got items for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and we'll see if there's any others. KG4PFI, Mr. Don. Don, what have you got for us tonight, young man?
Well, I've got one item I want to take off, the speaker that I had on there, that Yazoo speaker. Take that off. And I have for sale a 2-meter handheld VX-170 Yazoo. So far?
I'll remove the Yazoo speaker, and then you have for sale tonight a Yazoo DX-170 2-meter HT, right?
That's a VX, Victor X.
Hearing wasn't good tonight. I got the Victor X-Ray 170. It's a 2-meter HT, correct?
That's correct. I have the manual for it and the charger. And it works fine. No problems with it that I know of. I just don't use it anymore. And I want a 125 for it.
We got the VX, the Yazoo VX-170, 2-meter HT with the manual and the charger, and you would like $125 for it, correct?
That's correct.
And got your phone number is 864-845-7031, correct?
That is correct.
Most good tonight. What else you got for us there, young man?
Now, I may have something else down the road here, but right now that's all I got there. Back to you in the net, and I hope everything goes well with you and your better half up there. KG4PFI clear.
Appreciate you listening that with us. When you get ready to downsize on your chainsaws, if you still got that little echo, I'd like to talk to you about it.
Or.
That was a sweet little old saw, but I'm sure you've replaced it with something else. All righty, Don, you take care. Does anyone need any feels on this Yazoo VX-170 2-meter HT with a manual and a charger for $125 that Don just listed? Time, but you know the drill. We'll run this for a few weeks when you sell these items, and I know you will. I'll keep my book straight that way. But again, tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well down that way. Anyone else with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Happy birthday, Gary.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Syncor Mark IV tube tester. He said it works real well. He just didn't have any tubes to test with it anymore, and he would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale.
It's an MFJ-297 desk mic. It's brand new in the box. He has a cable for a Yazoo radio that hooks up to it, and they would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. Fella has two MFJ-170B antenna switches. He would like $15 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yazoo FT-991A. This transceiver is about 4 months old. He would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Items are getting kind of down there a little bit, but they will pick back up, I promise you. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag to you? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Gary.
Evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. All righty, folks. First up on the Rag Chew list tonight is Mr. Al, KI4FLN, down in Malden. Al, you got a clean, shiny, dry stuff for a change? What's on your mind?
Kind of a funny day today. I had to go my blood work, so I went in there. I went in the doctor's appointment, took care of that. Went over to get a cup of coffee, spilled my coffee at Hardee's to start with. And then I went to the motor vehicle department to get my ID. He goes, "Well, you gotta get an appointment for that." I said, "Lady, let me explain something to you. I had to get a driver to do this." I said, "It doesn't look like you're really busy at the moment." I had to go around all the barricades and cones. I said, "I ignored all them." So I get in there, and the lady goes, "I said, you got a chair around here somewhere?" She says, "Yeah, I got one. I'll bring it out to you." "You see, we have a little breathing problem." She said, "Yeah, well, just because I can't breathe, that's not a problem." I said, "Well, we can fix the filter thing. I'll be great." And so she did it. It was just funny because it was one of those days done. It got done, and you know what? Now I know another reason why my ID got flagged when I was at Homeland Security. You know why? There was no Social Security number on it. Not the old one.
But Al, sounds like you've had a very eventful day. It was not uneventful. It was very eventful. I'm glad you got the blood work done and all that at the doctor's office. And I hate going to the highway department, I hate going anywhere anymore, it seems like. I don't go too far from the house most days. But, gosh, getting a new ID, that is a problem. Last time I went to the highway department, just a little while back, my DOT physical ran out on my CDLs, and if you don't have that on file, you have to they drop it down, they said. So I went over there and I told them, I said, "Just take that off my license," and I said, "I want the real ID. I want the little star on my driver's license." And I had all the paperwork that they said I needed, so I pulled it out and handed it to them. And the lady said, "This is not a real birth certificate." I said, "It is." I said, "That was the one that was given to me when I was born at St. Francis Hospital." And she said, "Well, we have to have one from the health department over there in Greenville." And I was at the Pickens Highway Department. So I had to leave there and go all the way to Greenville and pay them silly people $12 so they could print me out a little piece of paper saying that I was born. That's something else, ain't
it? Well, what's funny is, and she's like, another lady was there, a couple of people were there, she's like, so then the other lady goes, I was having a little hard time breathing by the time I got up there, and standing there, and so this other lady's there. I said, "Danny, go her." She goes, "No." She goes, "You seem to be like you got a little breathing problems." But yeah, I said, "Just a little."
You take care with you.
Don't have one yet.
Oh God, you get away with oxygen, didn't you?
I probably do, but I didn't. Until the hospital doctor can get me one, okay, they don't seem to want to deal with it. But it was funny because my poor neighbor's all, I said, you know, I used to weld all the time, you know, and you get a little coffee stains, that's nothing. I burned the tip of my fingers off welding, all kinds of crap, so I don't worry about little things here or there.
I tell you, it's amazing that some of the things that you've done, Al. But I do hope you get to feeling better, and I'm glad you got your ID and all that straightened out and got straightened out with Homeland Security. And I don't know. I think they're just doing that to keep track of us and find out where we are and what we're doing.
They just don't like me. I can't wait to take that extra test, extra class test, get that information if I can do it. You know, the library in Walden's still not open yet. I still can't get that their equipment replaced because no one's there.
Yeah.
Find the 800 number for the Library of Congress and call those dummies up, see if they'll answer the phone.
Government, I don't know if they will or not. They might see your phone number come up and say, uh-oh, that's Al.
I'm telling you, Gary, it's funny. Well, at least the good thing is, though, you know what? At least I got it done.
Yeah, I am glad you got it done. Got it all taken care of.
Like a fire friend that I get pulled over for something, and I end up getting arrested. Without $5 and no ID, you're considered a vagrant.
I got my pocketbook with me when I go out, so I'll have my ID. I don't always have $5, but at least I'll have my ID with me.
Can you hear a funny story? I was in Connecticut one day, and all of us went out, and there's this one bartender who used to throw us out all the time. So Kirby was a real obnoxious pain. I can't say anywhere I really want to say, because I don't want to get fined for it. But anyway, I go out there, and so I grab my cane. Now, mind you, there's obstacles all over the place on Railroad Street, so I try to walk to the next bar. Well, I have pretty good buzz going on. So I get out the door, and cop comes up and goes, sir, what seems you promised? Show where the next bar. He goes, you had a few? I said, yeah, I need a few more bar dogs. As long as you ain't walking home, he said. So the cop walked me to the next bar. He goes, he tells the bartender, make sure you don't drive home. I said, no, I'm not driving.
Oh, my goodness. You with that cane in your hand, and he wants to know if you're driving. That's pretty good. Or telling the other bartender that not to let you drive, but it's amazing. Yeah, that just proves people don't pay attention, do they?
It was pretty funny. Another night, someone drove home, she wrecked him. And the cop, he's down the middle of Route 7. He tries to leave me on the side of the middle of the major state highway. He said, no, you gotta drive me home. So finally, they sent two cops. I said, two people riding into police cars and said, where do you live? I told them, I know who you are. He just starts laughing for me all the
next. Left Connecticut, Al, you're too well known.
I can't go up there again.
Well, we like having you down here anyway. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. You take care of yourself, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Next up is Mr. Jeff, KO4JQX, down in Ware Place. Jeff, what have you been up to today, young man?
Come on, Mr. Gary. Just taking care of the honeydew list, brother.
I didn't know if you remembered me or not. I'm the one that lives down here next to your buddy Ayers.
Every year I came home and told the wife about you.
On radio a couple of days ago and got it hooked up and just have started learning about it. I got on the air with it last night for the first time, and it's going to take me a while to learn how to operate this puppy.
Like you sitting right here in the room with me, it really does. Of course, you know, FM is a whole lot better than some of the other modes that we have. And if you can get into the repeater, you know, full quieting, it's just like you're sitting there next to him talking. But you got that one dialed in. The antenna's doing its good job, and you are definitely full quieting into the repeater.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really do. I looked long and hard before I bought me one, and I picked this one out. It was kind of funny. Last week, I was listening to you on my scanner and listening to you call the net, and I think you were talking to somebody after the net, and one of your friends, and I heard you telling him the story about our class that night, and talking to him about running into me, and I was sitting here and I got tickled. I told my wife, I said, yeah, the guy that I met at my test was telling one of his buddies about running into me and about knowing Ayers down there.
Amazing. Ayers, I miss him. He was a good old feller. He used to get on there and you ask him what he was doing. He'd say, I was sitting out by the road counting cars. I tell you, 25 getting so busy down that way now, he'd have to take a calculator with him, wouldn't he?
Actually seen him sitting out there with his mother up in the front seat of the truck with him doing just that. He would come by and pick my father-in-law up, and they would go over to Hardy's at Pelzer and get him a biscuit and just do the same thing, or sit up there, you know, in my father-in-law's yard and just talk for hours, you know.
Doubt that a bit in the world. But the world, when you get on ham radio, the world shrinks. And, you know, the world's not that big to start with, but you get in ham radio, it gets small quick.
It does. It sure does. But tonight was the first time I checked in on the net. I checked in on the Anderson net earlier, and I happened to remember you called the net on 146.10 tonight. And I said, well, I'm going to check in and speak to Gary tonight. That's the reason I hung around.
Well, yeah, I really do. Don't let this be the only time. You know, one good thing about these microphones, they don't normally bite you. I have had them bite me, but it was because of an electrical malfunction. It wasn't because I wanted to talk on them. But that's what a fella told me a long time ago. He said, pick up that microphone, it won't bite you. And so I've been in it for, gosh, I don't know how long now, but I've been calling the net probably close to 14 years.
You sound like a pro at it, brother. I mean, you sound like a pro. I've got a whole lot to learn about ham radio. I'm just now getting started, so they just got to be patient, I guess.
This hobby, there's so many different functions of it. You know, you can go all kinds of different directions. I got some. I was talking to OC at W4IOE up there in Fletcher. Got him Sunday night. He calls a net on 146.640, and I can't remember the tone on that right off the top of my head. But anyway. They were sending slow scan pictures back and forth, and I told him, I said, I need to get into that. I'd love to see some of the pictures, and they gave me the website, and
I hadn't been over there, hadn't taken the time to go to the website yet, but I'm going to see what I need to get set up to do that slow scan TV. I think that might be fun, too.
I'm really excited about it. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out how to program and tune my radio. I bought one of those FT-991A radios, and man, I want to study the book. It's going to be about like trying to pass the exam, just learn how to operate this radio, I'm afraid.
And that, I've got several different radios in front of me here. One of them is a Kenwood TS-2000, and it actually belongs to my son, Anthony, up in Charlotte, but he doesn't want to use it right now, so it was sitting in the closet. He was down here one day, and I said, are you going to take your radios home? He said, no, Dad, take them out and use them. I said, okay. So I pulled his out, that 2000 out, put it up here on the shelf. And I bought an HT I won't say compatible, but you can do all kinds of stuff for that HT and this particular radio. And I cross-band repeat quite frequently. I may be out in the yard or out in the barn, and I'll turn my HD on, and I get on HF a little bit with it. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do with them. And I'm not familiar with that 991, but I've been told it's a real nice unit.
Know for sure as it's supposed to be. I did quite a bit of checking on it. They say it's supposed to be a shack in a box. You know, it covers the whole band from 2 meters all the way up. And it's a small unit. You can take it mobile, too, you know. And everybody I've talked to on it so far said it sounds real clear and real good. I mean, like I said, I don't know what it sounds like on the other end, but I hope I made a good investment anyhow.
To me, like you did, it sounds real good up here. Like I said, you're getting into the repeater full quieting, and it sounds great. It really does. I've got a couple of different radios out there in the truck when I go mobile. One's an HF that covers 160 through 6 meters. And then I got a 2 meter 440 transceiver in there as well. But you get one, but everything that covers it all, that's a pretty neat little trick. And old Don, guy was put something on the swap net earlier. He sold one, an ICOM 706 Mark II G. It covers the same way. It's a real nice little radio, but it's small. I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe the smaller radios are better. I don't know if they are or not. The ones I got here are a whole lot bigger than the one you got or that 706.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, like I said, this is the first one I've owned, so, and I'm brand new, so I guess I'll see how it all works out. You know, it's got a waterfall on it, and you know, it's got more functions on it, man. Like I said, it's gonna take me quite a while to learn how to operate this thing. You know, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on it, and all the guys talk about how simple it is to operate it. Well, I guess it is if you've been a ham for quite a few years. You know, I've just got to play with it, learn, you know, what all does what, you know.
About these new radios, I've got a couple up here that don't have menus. If you want to change bands, you have to flip a switch, and if you want to do something, you got to flip another switch, and you know, you got buttons and switches, but it doesn't have any menus. And these new menu radios, if you're not real computer savvy, you will be by the time you get through learning how to program it.
Comment. This is AKW4AKZ. I was going to tell you, in about 2 or 3 months, I've had my license for 40 years. And every time I get another radio, I got to get the manual out to learn how to use the thing, even though I may have used it in the past. I still got to get the manual out to use it. So that's the fun of ham radio. When you get your license, you just got your license to learn. You'll never learn it all, but it's fun doing it. W4AKG.
I'm just 1 second. Well, there you go, Jeff. That's a feller that's a neighbor of mine. Right? If I could throw a rock hard enough, I could almost reach his house from where I live, but not quite. But he's been around a whole lot longer than I have, and he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, Gary. But hey, man, I won't tie your net up any longer. I just wanted to speak to you and tell you thank you for helping me, you know, get my license that day and everything. And enjoy listening to you call the net. Appreciate what you do. And I yelled at you earlier today. I thought I might catch you. You know, I didn't know where you might be on the radio or not, but it was mid-afternoon, and I just took a chance and yelled at you, but I didn't hear anything. But hey, have a good evening, 73 to everybody on the net, and catch you a little bit later on, KO4JQX.
Well, I appreciate you being in there, hanging in there, talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it. And I really did enjoy meeting you over there at the test session. And we're waiting on you to get that radio tuned up to where you can really get out there and play with it. So, but you have a great evening. And again, hang in there and talk with us some more. We enjoy it. And I had a recheck in there. Recheck, go ahead real quick.
I gotta relearn this 706, like I said, and when you can't see, it's even worse. But yeah, have patience with it, you'll get it. And, you know, so that's really good. I like to hear new amateurs in here, and that's what it's all about. And I think everybody, you know, I've had a lot of guys that's had a problem with this and that. That's why if someone gets stuck, I tell them, I try to help if I can, because that's what it's all about. We teach other people that taught us. So 73, catch up with you later. How's Randy doing? I haven't heard from him. I got to get a hold of him one day. You and I got to go over there. And I got some idea how to blueprint that transmitter schematic right to beep. I can write it up. I pretty much remember some of it. But he'll have to give me a few pointers because I just don't remember. I never actually built one before, but 1974, I did it once with my brother, and I just don't remember all the specs for the 6146. I got the handbook. I'm sure we can get it. But 73s, have a good night, guys, and don't do anything I wouldn't do, because that probably isn't much. Yeah, well and clear. You take care down there, and as far as I know, Ray is doing well. I hadn't talked to him, and I'll have to look back. I think I talked to him last week. I may not have. He was on the net last weekend, or last week. But it's a little cold out there in his ham shack outside. Right there is the one that's closest to the inside. So he might not have wanted to go up and down the steps to his other one tonight. So anyway, we'll be listening for him to get back on here again real soon. In the meantime, Al, you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. That's all the rag chewers I had, folks. Have I missed anyone for comments, or was there anyone else that would like to make a comment, or do we have any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Never like to say good evening. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope y'all are doing well. Recheck, go ahead.
Jeff's call. I missed it and I want to write down here in my log.
4JQX. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray.
Thank you, sir. W4AKG.
Able now that you wrote his call down.
Nah, he sound like he's gonna be a good one.
So to AK, I got to talk with him over at the test session when he got his ticket, and he's a super nice fella. And he's Kendall Ayers, K4CBG.